This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's defense ministry said on Saturday that the eastern Ukrainian town of Lyman had fallen under the full control of Russia and Russian-backed forces in the region. Pro-Russian separatists from the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic had said on Friday that they had fully captured the town, a railway hub west of Severodonetsk. Ukraine said on Friday that Russia had captured most of Lyman, but that its forces were blocking an advance to Slovyansk, a city 20 kilometers southwest. Ukrainian and Russian forces have been fighting for Lyman for several days. Russian forces turned their focus to the Donbas region after running into fierce Ukrainian resistance in other parts of the country and abandoning an assault on Kyiv. Russia says it is waging a special military operation to demilitarize the country and rid it of nationalists threatening Russian speakers there. Kyiv and Western countries say Russia's claims are a false pretext to attack the country. Europe's frantic search for alternatives to Russian natural gas has dramatically increased the demand and price for Norway's oil and gas. As the money pours in, Europe's second biggest natural gas supplier is fending off accusations that it's profiting from the war in Ukraine. Poland's prime minister urged the Scandinavian nation to use its gigantic oil and gas profits to support the hardest hit countries, mainly Ukraine. The comments have touched a nerve, even as some Norwegians wonder whether they're doing enough to combat Russia's war by increasing economic aid to Ukraine and helping neighboring countries end their dependence on Russian energy. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., students trapped inside a Texas classroom with a gunman repeatedly called 911, which is an emergency number, as officers waited more than an hour to confront the shooter. That's according to authorities, who said that one of the children pleaded for dispatchers to send the police. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety told a news conference Friday that the commander at the scene in Uvalde, the school district's police chief, believed that the gunman was barricaded inside adjoining classrooms at Robb Elementary School and that children were no longer at risk. He said that was the wrong decision. The gunman killed 19 children and two teachers before police shot him. Nigeria's main opposition party, the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, is meeting in Abuja to elect a candidate for next February's presidential elections. More than 800 voting delegates will consider 14 candidates. The winner will lead the party in next year's election against the ruling All Progressives Congress, or APC. The PDP opposition party faced turmoil this week when its vice presidential candidate, Peter Obi, left the party, citing internal issues. The primary has been accompanied by accusations of vote buying, with candidates accused of bribing delegates. The PDP ruled Nigeria for 16 years after the return of democracy in 1999. It was then beaten by a coalition of opposition parties in 2015. Fusaka Shigenobu, the 76-year-old female founder of the once-feared Japanese Red Army, walked free from prison Saturday after completing a 20-year sentence for a 1974 embassy siege. Shigenobu was one of the world's most notorious women during the 1970s and 1980s, when her radical leftist group carried out armed attacks worldwide in support of the Palestinian cause. She told reporters after her release in Tokyo, Japan, "I apologize for the inconvenience my arrest has caused so many people." She's believed to have masterminded a 1972 machine gun and grenade attack on a Tel Aviv airport, which left 26 people dead and injured about 80. The former soy sauce company worker turned militant was arrested in Japan in 2000. And sentenced to two decades behind bars 6 years later for her part in a siege of the French embassy in the Netherlands. For more on this story and others, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.